Well, welcome to the KBB Review Podcast. This is another of our special episodes from KBB Birmingham. Although, to be more precise, this one is coming from the KBB Review Retail and Design Awards 2024. Now, I've found a relatively quiet spot to talk to you, but it's a proper jumping night here. We've got around 900 people filling this room, celebrating the very best of the industry. But if I'm honest, I think quite a few people here have been celebrating the very best of the industry for several hours before they got here tonight, if you catch my drift. So it's a big noisy crowd and an amazing atmosphere. We've got Steve Mulhern as our host, and he's got the whole room in the palm of his hand. But hopefully we're going to try and grab our winners as they come off stage to see how they feel and say congratulations. As always, these special awards episodes are brought to you with the support of our 2024 podcast partner, Summers Bathrooms. They're all here tonight, so hello to you again if you're listening. Thank you for all your support this year. These episodes really give us a chance to explain what the awards are all about, give a little peek behind the curtain, and let everyone meet some of the finalists and judges. And that's really important, as even though we're having a big old party here tonight, as you can hear, we really work hard to make sure these are awards worth winning. You can find out more about Summers Bathrooms at summersbathrooms.co.uk. Now, if you weren't here, or indeed if you are here right now, you can also see the full list of winners at our website, kbbreview.com/awards, and there you can also see a full gallery of pictures from the night, which is, let's be honest, what everyone wants to see. Okay, let's go and find some winners.
Martin Bapty from Bapty Design Limited near Edinburgh. We've won kitchen design for under 30,000, so we're over the moon.
Fabulous, yeah.
Just can't wait to celebrate. I think it'll help expand business, absolutely, so yeah.
My name's Alex Gibbs. I work at Bathroom and Kitchen 11 in Surrey. So it's Bathroom Designer of the Year up to 10K. It's my first award that I've been nominated for, so it's quite exciting. I don't really expect to win stuff like this, so I think it's just a bit of a confidence boost.
Hi, I'm Alan Drum. I'm from Uncommon Projects. I won Kitchen Designer of the Year from 30 to 50,000. I'm very pleased, yeah. It's not the first time I've won, but it's been a few years, so I'm really very excited to have doubled again. It's amazing. It's the recognition of your peers. Clients really understand it and appreciate it, so, you know, it's really important. We're really lucky we get to work on lots of exciting things.
My name's Lee Russell, and I'm from Glasgow, from a company called Detail Family Business. I've been working there for about 4 years. We won the Bathroom Designer of the Year for a project between 10 grand and 25 grand. Amazing! First award ever. Completely unsurprised. It's amazing. Yeah. I'll probably have another glass of champagne. Just because this award is very, very well regarded. Just super happy to win the award, and it's a first off, and many more projects to come.
My name's Jay Powell. I'm a designer at EnglishHall.com. I've won Kitchen Designer of the Year above 50 grand. Our marketing lady put us up for this award, so I had no idea it was happening. And yeah, we got shortlisted and here we are. I think it's going to be great. You know, a lot of the suppliers are here today and we've, you know, chat with them and everything. So it's great for us to kind of meet everyone and work with them and go from there. But yeah, we'll see where it goes. So the job that we just won a project for was up in Scotland. The award we just won was up in Scotland. We got another one up in Isle of Skye. We're based down in the south of England in Brighton, so hopefully more projects around England, far and wide.
So I'm Justine Bullock, and this is
Zoe Curtis
from the Tap End in Pontyclun. We've just won an award for a design that we did together. It was in the over 25 category. Feels amazing.
A little bit overwhelmed.
Yeah.
We weren't expecting that.
A shock.
Just thought we had a nice project.
Yeah, we were just proud of the project. It's great to be recognised. Our clients are going to be thrilled. So we have a lot of people that know we're up for an award today. So we'll be really proud to go back and tell everyone that we won. Yeah, we've got a lot of projects that we're doing at the moment. Some joint, some individual. So yeah, we're excited to see if there's anything for next year.
My name is Paul Rowland. I'm Managing Director of CP Art Bathrooms in London. I think I've won the Special Achievement Award for services to the industry. It feels magnificent. I'm very proud. I'm very proud for my company, more than anything. This is an award for everybody that's worked for CP Art for the last 80 years. I think that the whole industry has become sharper, smarter, faster. There's better partnerships going on with suppliers. There's better partnerships going on with clients, customers. I do think that there's a really bright future for the industry. I do think that the young guys and girls that are coming through, particularly the designers we've seen this evening, have got so much to contribute. I think the future holds an amazing amount of design ethos, an amazing amount of product innovation, most importantly, we've got to consider sustainability. We've got to think about everything to do with water usage, recycling, approvals, certification, to make sure that the industry is right behind what's happening with global warming. If we don't, then our children and our children's children will not have a future. How do we get people to care? I think the whole thing has got to come from government to start off with, not just our government, but it's a global issue. I do also think manufacturers have got a responsibility. I think we as retailers have a responsibility. We have to ensure that everybody understands what is going to happen if we don't act. In my business, we do act. Our approvals, our sustainability, everything we source has to come from sustainable background. And if you don't do it now, who knows what's going to happen?
So, hi, my name's Angelica. I'm from Angelic Bathrooms, based in Northampton. So, the Rising Star of the Year award. It feels amazing. It feels surreal. I didn't think I was going to win. I was so shocked. So I was all the way at the back trying to speak for everyone while I managed. Not really celebrating much. I was 6 months pregnant, so I started the business in 2022 September. I'm only 24, so it's a big achievement for me and myself personally, and what I've achieved. One. And to be recognised in the big industry amongst everyone else, it's surreal. I always wanted to work within the industry, but I didn't know what to do. And then here I am, opened up my own showroom, started doing what I wanted to do, and now I'm my own boss. I worked full time. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I didn't have the freedom. I wanted to do something. And being a female in a male-dominated industry, it was hard to get into something. It was really hard, but I managed to put my foot in there. And now I'm just going forward and see what the future holds for me.
Hello, my name is Chris Penning, and I'm from Grower. I've won a trophy for Supplier Team of the Year. As part of the GIF program team from Grower. It's great, it's really good actually. I didn't expect to win. It's a great achievement for Grower. The GIF program, it stands for Grower Installer Vocational Training and Education. And we provide training equipment into plumbing schools and colleges all across the EMENA markets. And we train the students and the teachers how to install and maintain our equipment. So when they go into the field, they've already got experience of Grower products. The future is bigger and better. Hopefully we'll turn this into a global program. Skilled Installer of the Year, maybe. We don't know yet. It's still in the pipeline.
I'm Stephen, and this is Cora.
We're from Craybank Plumbers.
Installation Company of the Year. Amazing.
It's just incredible.
Unreal,
really. We can't believe it. We really didn't expect it. We really didn't. We were looking at all the entries, and we felt we're just such a small fish in this big pond, and we really didn't expect it. I mean, I was still shaking because it just feels so unrealistic. Thank you so much. There are so many amazing businesses out there, and competition is really fierce, hence we really didn't expect this going to happen this time for us, but it's just wonderful because we put all our hearts and souls in everything that we do. And it's just a really big thing for us. You know, we're just from a small town in Cheshire and just doing what we can to help people out and put everything that we've got. It's our family business, and we're so invested in it. And I hope it just shows through what we do. God knows what it holds
now. Yeah, God knows, yes. Guys, love it.
We want to continue probably providing the best service that we possibly can for people, and we're really focusing now on the green bathroom installations as well. We want to be really environmentally friendly, and this is the huge side of our company's leg that we're trying to promote. It's still an area that needs to be explored more, but we want to be one of those companies that's going to make our area more environmental friendly.
From a promotional point of view,
I think it could be a game changer.
Yeah, big time.
I think it could be a game changer.
Sort of opens up sort of our area even more, doesn't it, for what we can put on socials and stuff like that. But it's a nice tag, isn't it, having an installation company. Yeah. So I think for the future,
we tell people that we are the best in what we do, but actually having this, it will be a huge recognition that actually it's not only what we say, it's actually what professional judges think, which is just testament to what we are about.
We are Berry Bathrooms from Leyland. I am John Massey.
I'm Louise.
Kylie Swift.
We have won the new Bathroom Showroom Retailer of the Year.
Amazing. Totally amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
Well worth it. All the hard work in that we've put in. It's great.
It's not just us three.
It's a huge team.
So April the 1st last year we opened up, and it's just been a massive effort from everyone at CWBerry. So
a lot of hard work, effort from the whole team. It's massive.
I think it's before this year as well. I think it was just before April started. It was 2 years in the making, and we had a derelict building that we've built, and it's become a wonderful showroom. So it's all the hard work before this year. Time to bang the drum about it really.
Yeah.
And promote the fact that we've won it, and continue growth in the business. So yeah,
I'm Stuart from Ridgeway and Weybridge. We run the new retailer of the year. It feels great. It's always good when a new showroom launches and to be recognised for that. Ridgeway, we're a somatic and interior showroom based in Weybridge, and we basically set up the showroom to showcase the best of kitchens and interiors. I think anything when you start a new kind of showroom up, it's always good to kind of add the word award winning to anything. So hopefully they'll add some recognition and kind of a bit of reassurance for people just when they see the showroom that it's actually done some well. Oh, onwards, upwards, hopefully. And let's consolidate what we've got and carry on from there.
Duncan Whittles, Managing Director of Westman Bath. We won the Best Showroom Award category for our Battersea showroom. We won back, I think it was 2002, I believe, for our Wandsworth showroom, it was then. Nice to come back and revisit. Yeah, it's been a long time, but at that time it was right. And I think the investment's proved its worth, so it's been a good evening. For us, the recognition is always good. Yeah, it's a big investment, and all these people that say the high street is dying, I don't believe it. I think at our level, people still want to touch and see. And it's about giving that memorable experience, which is engaging now. And it's far more tactile. And I think you've got to present these things in a different way now. It's a completely different way of retailing to what it was 20 years ago. Online is fine for a certain market, but at our level, people still want to touch, feel. It's about experience. What did you think of the memorable experience?
John Stevens from Rencraft. We're here for Showroom of the Year in Tunbridge Wells. Absolutely chuffed to bits.
Yeah.
Really, really, really chuffed. Didn't expect it. A lot of excellent competition in the last four. Fantastic showrooms across the whole country. Absolutely chuffed. Really chuffed. Really pleased by it. To be recognised within the industry of a leading showroom. We've put a lot into it, it means a lot. And equally, we get good gratification from our clients, which is equally as important, so the hard work pays off. Great future for Rencraft. We've been going for 43 years. We're continually moving forward, and I think there's a very bright future ahead for all of us. It's a big team, and I'm just the one who picked up the award. So to all my guys, thank you very much, and thank you to everyone.
So I'm Steph. I am the director at Kieran Bathrooms in Hove. We're just one bathroom retailer. Very excited, yeah. Unreal, to be honest. We were just so excited to be nominated, and I just had a baby, so coming out for the night is like my highlight. I thought we're just gonna have a great night. It's great to be part of so many amazing companies. Wasn't expecting to win, and this is great. Now, obviously winning awards is great. We've had a great year business-wise, obviously, anyway. It's just a real kind of reinforcement of what we're doing, to be honest, and it's just made me really proud of the team that we've got. So it's amazing. Just onwards and upwards. I mean, we've had a real year of consolidation, really establishing our procedures and processes. It sounds quite boring, but it's really important. And I think that's why we've won the award and we've got the results. And so it's about just consistency, repetition, and some fresh new ideas, of course. So, exciting times.
Hello, we're Lean Kitchens, Bathrooms and Bedrooms. We're from Aberdeenshire, Scotland.
I'm Mark, I'm the creative director for the company.
I'm Claire, Director of Kitchen Retail.
Yeah, Darren, Managing Director.
Tonight we've won Kitchen Retailer of the Year.
Absolutely ecstatic. Company's awards for a few years now, and we're absolutely delighted to take over Kitchen Retailer Award.
We're all here for business, just helps the team drive forward and keep pushing to always improving what you're doing, so it's great to get the recognition. We came down with zero expectations, so to get that is unbelievable, so it's great.
Well, that was all of our winners in the KBB Review Retail and Design Awards 2024. Congratulations to all of them, and as you can hear, we are having a very loud party here now. Thank you again to our awards podcast partner, Summers Bathrooms. Remember, you can find out more about them at summersbathrooms.co.uk. And thank you to all of our sponsors for this year. We really couldn't do it without you. Remember to go to the website, kwbreview.com/awards, to see the full gallery of pictures from tonight and the full list of winners. We open entries for the 2025 awards in the autumn, so watch out for that too. See you then. I'm off to the bar.